Shir number 52, continuing the Chayvus Halavavos in Shara Bitachin, Perek Gimel. Chayvus Halavavos continues, Me'acher she'ichachnu, and after we have explained and proven, Ki mechayvus b'nei Adam l'chazer achreim tzoyim she'isparnus wal yodam. We explained why hishtalus is required, and we explained a little bit of how a purse Hashem runs the world. Nivarato, we are now going to explain a little bit. Kein adam chayev lechazer acher kol echad meyemtzoy haparnasa haboyim liyodai. That we're going to talk about the type of job that a person should take on. And a person is not obligated to search after and run after any medium or ever, I should say, every medium of parnasa that comes to his hand. Rather, he has the choice. He should choose a profession that fits well with his interests and in his with his talents. Why? The options of parnasa are many. Yeshnam ke'ela sheim kalim. There are some that are a lighter job, easier job. And only takes a small amount of effort and bother. And again, the examples he give are going to be relative to the other side. Person who has to do business in a store. A person will be a tailor. Or a rikma, weaving, aksiva, writing. Achsana schayres, storing goods. B'tivuch kablonim u'payablon la'avodas chakloyis. A person can be a broker, a middleman for workers who work in the fields. B'yeshnam emtzoy parnasa atunim igiyah v'tircha. And then there are those mediums of parnasa, those professions that take much harder work, physical strength. Going iburayris, tanning, chatzivas habarzov anachoshis mi'amichrois, mining, copper and iron, zikuk hakesef ha'diaferes, and purifying silver, tinas masois kvedim, carrying heavy loads, nesia tamidis bidrochim ruchaikos, traveling far distances, ibur ha'adama v'charishos, working the land of v'chayotze bazeh. So there's all different options and all different choices. V'hoysay adam, shegufay chazok v'sichlay chalosh, a person who has a strong body, but perhaps might not be the biggest brain. Matimim loyep tsoi parnosa tuni yagiu gufonis kvishuhu yachalispo. So what is good for him? What's good for him is a physical job. A physical job according to what he can handle. Avo misha gufay chalish, but a weak person. Vesichle chazak, but he's a very brainy person. Ayavakishim tsoi parnosa miyagias gufay. Finding a physically taxing parnosa is not the thing that he should be looking for. Rather, he should choose something that is not so physically taxing, so therefore he'll be able to be involved in his parnasa on a constant basis. If he picks something which he can't physically handle, so he's not going to be able to do it long term. Says the Chayvus Halavavos, "L'chol adam yesh shuka unetia limtzaya ulemischer mesuyim." Every person has a draw and an interest to a specific field. Yoyser mesher limitzoyis vanfei mischer acherim, more than to other jobs and other fields. Why? Mipnei shakel hitbia boy ava v'chiba loisoy mitzoya imischer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the nature of this person a love and an enjoyment for a specific field or a specific type of job. This is not unique to people, animals as well. Every animal has its nature, has its netia. And when we look at the animals and we see it clearly, we have to then use it to understand man as well. L'mashal. A cat has a nature to catch mice. Lanates, the stork, nosan Hashem teva lotzuraifais. It goes and it captures other birds. La ayol nosan Hashem teva lotsu nechoshim. The ayol Hashem put a teva in it that it captures snakes. There's some birds, they don't capture other birds, rather they capture fish. So the first thing is, he's saying, you see, that just like animals have this nature to catch whatever they need for themselves, whether it's the mice for the cat, or the birds for the gnats, or the nechashim for the ayol, or the fish for the other birds. Hashem put in to every bali chai nitiya v'taiva el echa mimini atzmochim uvali achayim kedei shenitiya zu tiya emtsoi l'michyosoi. So it's not just there's a teva for what it likes to do. The teva, what it likes to do, is because that's its nourishment. The reason the cat wants the mouse is not because he likes to play a game of cat and mouse. It's because the mouse is where it's going to get its sustenance from. And so do the other animals. So that netiya and taiva that it has for those animals, that it is, has this innate nature to catch and to be able to grab, is what helps it survive. V'hitim Hashem es mivnei hagufei vorem shel kol min umin mibalei achayim l'netiyah shelahem. And once that's its nature for what it needs to sustain itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that its body, its build, and its limbs also is able to accomplish this. L'mashal, lo'if atzah dogim, for the bird that captures fish, bar Hashem pe'orich v'shechayim aruchais, so it has a long mouth to be able to stick its head in the water and fish out things, and has long legs that it should be standing with its body outside the water, but yet be able to stick its head in the water. And what about the lion? So that it goes and it tramples and it tears apart other things. Bar Hashem shinayim v'tziparnayim chazakais. It has very sharp and strong teeth and nails. But animals that feed off of things that grow from the ground, they don't need such powerful teeth and claws and things like that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in not only an innate nature to what the animal needs to be able to stay in itself, Hashem gave each one the build and the teva that is matim, that is perfect for exactly what it needs.